A name change more than 20 years ago is putting the 120-year history of the horse racing in New Plymouth in doubt. The council says Taranaki Racing Incorporated has been operating illegally at its central city site, and it's consulting on the terms of a new lease, including the option of asking the club to leave. And one councillor, at least, is adamant the club should never again enjoy the kind of sweetheart deal it got in 1959. Our Taranaki Whanganui reporter Robin Martin has more.
60 years ago, when the Taranaki Jockey Club found itself in a spot of bother, it turned to the New Plymouth Council for help. The council bought the land and gave the club a perpetual lease, rent-free, which included control of all buildings, the track and most of the land. It also paid the club's regional council rates bill. First-term councillor Annika Carlson says the community consultation process has glossed over the detail.
They've pretty much had a free ride at the expense of taxpayers. You know, we're covering their Taranaki Regional Council rates, and the council is covering their rates as well, which, you know, are cost neutral, but we're missing out on that revenue. And in a time of, you know, COVID-19, where we're tightening things up, I mean, that's information the community has to know about.
Ms Carlson said the previous lease smacked of the old boys network.
I would describe it as a sweetheart deal, for sure. I mean, you just have to look at the history and the facts to see that it was a pretty amazing deal that would never stand up in today's society, you know. And do we want that to continue? And I guess that's for the community to decide. And then ultimately for us councillors to decide once we've heard their views.
The Taranaki Jockey Club stepped into a legal minefield when it changed its name to the Taranaki Racing Club in 1999, essentially making its lease terms null and void. To further complicate things, the Taranaki Racing Club was dissolved in 2012 when Taranaki Racing Incorporated was formed. Its chief executive, Kerry Hobbs, says they won't give up New Plymouth Raceway without a fight.
Because we're the same club here with the same offices, the same staff, we've raced for 120 years here without much change, we believe natural justice is that we're the racing club here, and the lease that was first brought together in 1959 should continue.
Mr Hobbs says a 2008 report found racing generated $230 million of economic activity in Taranaki. He says that would be put at risk if the New Plymouth course was forced to close.
While some of the meetings could be transferred to other courses, the rugby union wouldn't take an all-black test to Stratford and Hara. That's just the way it is. We've got the population. We've got some significant racing events that happen here that wouldn't be transferred anywhere else in Taranaki.
Mr Hobbs signalled the racing club will head to the courts if any decision goes against it. New Plymouth Deputy Mayor Richard Jordan says nothing is happening immediately.
We have a view that they don't have a lease at the moment. That's our legal opinion. They have a contra view, of course, the Taranaki Racing. But we're not at war. What we've done is gone out to the community and asked them four simple questions about what they would think would be the best use of that land.
Confusingly, the council is seeking feedback online via a form entitled the Pukekura Raceway Survey, a name the racecourse hasn't used since 2018. Ratepayers are asked to choose between granting a forever or perpetual lease, a 33-year lease, a 3 to 5 year lease, or ending the lease completely. There were mixed views on the streets of New Plymouth today.
The reasonable lease again, that was the agreement they had, but I think they're entitled to it.
Well, I think we need it because lots of things have been taken away from New Plymouth.
I think the fair thing would be 33, because the New Zealand racing industry's in a fair degree of transition anyway.
I'd love to see it still going. I love horse racing and it's a great day for family.
Go on £3 to £5 a bloody reasonable, go on rate for the rates.
I just think that it should be a new lease, not the old one, but more modern, more up to date.
By Wednesday, the council had received 1,700 responses to its survey, which closes today. I Ngā Mutu mō te hōtaka o te ahi pōnei, ko Robin Martin Aho.